the more interesting problem to solve is, how can you have a small company that's calm, not working crazy insane hours, and have a huge impact? That to me is really interesting.
We probably will take a couple years to get to 100 people. It's the case that we're not growing at a rapid rate. We're trying to grow at a very sustainable rate and be very mindful of our revenue per employee.
Even if you know that you should start small, it's really easy to start bigger than you should.
I'm Paul Jarvis, and this is a preview of Company of One, a new podcast that explores what happens when businesses challenge the traditional idea that bigger is always better.
I used to think to do whatever, like $100 million, we'll have to have like 30 support people, or, you know, whatever, like just that, and the company's like 50 people. Honestly, I feel like we could scale to like $100 million in revenue with the size team we have now.
This is a show where I break from the belief that growth in revenue, customers, and employees is the measure of success, and instead focus on what it means to create richer and more fulfilling careers and businesses that don't require exponential growth in all directions at all times. I share from my book, Company of One, and talk to business leaders, startup founders, entrepreneurs, and freelancers who've seen financial gains and personal reward by starting and staying small.
I have to define those metrics. I have to define success for myself.
This show picks up where the book leaves off, leading with more stories, more ideas, more conversations about creating profitable and long-lasting businesses without the trappings of rapid growth. At first, I thought I was alone with this counterintuitive notion about how business could work. But the more I shared on why I rejected growth in my own business, the more I heard from others who felt the same way. Drawing from a 20-year career working for myself through two recessions, I posit that growth does not have to be the byproduct of success. And in fact, the most beneficial consequence of success may not be growing at all. Welcome to Company of One. It's a new podcast hosted by me, Paul Jarvis, coming to your tiny pocket computers soon.